the way we honor our parents and our in-laws is also a role model for the children.
Yeah.
And we have the ability to reshape some of this in terms of how do we navigate difficult relationships with people who are closest to us.
Welcome, everybody, to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm Hosanna, and I'm your host for this episode. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. Do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform. We believe you'll discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. In each episode, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication and conflict, and so much more. We hope you will keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper, and stronger in your marriage. Our guest couple, Raymond and Jenny, are the wonderful folks behind 10 Butterfingers, as well as The Art of Disagreement and The Art of Engagement Marriage Workshops. Welcome back to Connect 2 Podcast, Raymond and Jenny.
It's good to be back. Thank you for having us.
All right, so before we start, can you guys share a fun fact about yourselves?
Fun fact? Oh, I love to take pictures of bugs.
Oh,
small, the smaller the better.
I see. What about yourself?
I've never actually been to baking school.
Wow, and you're doing like all the baking, so you just self-learn?
Self-learn, self-taught.
Wow,
yeah.
That's awesome. And you've turned it into a business, that's crazy, but so cool. And we're going to be talking about managing in-law relationships.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. So we're going to dive in right to the depths of it, because I'm going to ask you guys right now, what were one or two tension points in the area of in-laws that you encountered in your early years of marriage, and how did you resolve these?
You were only going to ask us one or two. We have a whole laundry list.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it could probably go on for a while.
Yes.
You can go for it.
Well, I think one of the things that we've had to navigate as a young couple was having to go back to our in-laws place as a young couple. And already we were so busy with so much on our plate, having ministry time, having work to be done, household chores.
Yeah.
And now we have to spend time with our in-laws as well. Mm-hmm. So that was a big tension point for us because of the regularity in which Raymond felt that, you know, we had to go back once a week. Mm-hmm. And already there was so much to be done. And I was wondering, why once a week? Could it not be any less than that? Mm-hmm. So that was certainly something that we had to navigate in our earlier years.
Yeah.
Right.
And to add to the context of that, in terms of living arrangements, her parents, my in-laws, we live next to each other, next door. It's really convenient. So I see my in-laws every day. In fact, we have meals every day, right? Mm. So, but my parents, they live somewhere else. Mm. And I only get to see them once a week.
Right.
So the argument often goes along the lines of, you know, you are always seeing your parents, but I always see my parents once a week. What's wrong with us going back to visit my parents, right? Mm. And of course, you know, growing up, the role modeling for my parents was that my parents looked after my grandmother. Mm. My grandma lived with us. So it kind of made me have this perception that I have to look after my parents in a certain way. I have to be very present in their lives. I've got to be there, show up, you know, and anything short of that is not good enough, right? So that kind of added on to the stress and attention when this topic of going back to parents' place, you know, my parents' place for dinner came up quite a fair bit.
Yeah. Right. Mm. So how did you guys navigate then having to, you know, come to some form of an agreement or something that worked for both of you?
Right. Come to our Art of Disagreement course and we will share all the details.
I think when we first started, it was okay, right? I mean, in the first year of marriage, it was fine. It's still a bit of we don't know what we don't know. So we just went back and she just tag along every week. But as years wore on, and especially when the kids came and work was getting heavier, that's when the tension really started, because here we are having to manage all these responsibilities, our own tiredness, we don't have any date nights, and we still have to go back to my parents' place. You know? And from her perspective, it was like, when would
we
then
ever
time
have
for
time
ourselves?
For ourselves?
Yeah.
We're just giving all our time away. And it was a tension point because it felt like Raymond was a stickler, that was so important. And as a young wife at that point in time, I felt like I was less important than his parents. So we would get into arguments like, why am I less important than your parents? And to his defense, he would say, you're not. But in my mind, his actions seemed as if I was less important. Little did I know that he was trying to navigate and struggle with being a filial son and one that honored his parents as well. And that was a struggle that he had. And it was only subsequently in our many conversations later did we manage to unpack that and work on how we can honour our in-laws, my in-laws, his parents, while at the same time loving each other. So that's a lot to unpack. Many of us start off with in-law issues with me versus them. And if you are taking the side of your parents, you are against me. Why don't you stand up for me? Why don't you disagree with your parents? And so we take sides and we're forcing our partner to take sides. And that's very unhelpful in a relationship.
And just to add on, what didn't quite help was me thinking that only I know how to love my parents best, the way they should be loved, right? So in my mind, my mental model was that, you know, she doesn't know enough. She doesn't know my parents. Only I myself, I know
what it means to honor them.
Right. Yeah, so in a way, I kind of literally drag her through the mud, right? Yeah. To do things in a certain way. So the conversations we had in the earlier years was really that kind of, it's either you win, I lose kind of a posture.
But there was a lot of tension.
Yeah, a lot of tension. But gradually we begin to, you know, learn to communicate our expectations, our needs. And to cut a long story short, eventually what really helped was when I realized actually she's really trying to help me love my parents as well. But I need to understand her perspective, her needs. So it still came back to a lot of communication. We need to understand each other's needs and viewpoints. But more importantly, what really shifted was when I realized actually she wasn't trying to minimize my concerns or my needs or my aspirations, but she was just trying to see how to make everything work. You know, balancing all the needs, her needs, our needs, family needs. At the same time, my parents, as looking after my parents.
Yeah. Who are getting older and they have a lot more needs coming up.
So example, right? So she would ask, yes, going back to parents is important, but how can we honor them, but at the same time, find time for ourselves, right? So is there anything we can do creatively different? So that really got us thinking. So we struggled through this, but eventually, you know, the ideas that came along was maybe we can visit them instead of on a Saturday night, which is prime time for date night, right? How can we go back off on Sunday after attending church service in the morning? We bring them out for lunch or maybe bring cakes, pastries to their home.
Can we honour them differently instead of following a set pattern or routine that you're so used to?
So in the end, we tried that. I said, yeah, well, let's give it a shot. And guess what? I was pleasantly surprised that actually it worked. My parents are happy. She was happy, happier. Right? And when she's happy, I'm happy. Right? So that taught me a big lesson that, you know, when I learn to love my wife first, she actually can help me to love my parents even more. And that was a huge realization for me.
We learned a lesson that it was about us loving both sets of parents and not one party just loving their parents. And we had to learn how to do that while navigating all the complexities of work, household chores, children and all that. So it really takes a tech team to iron out and to communicate what's important. How do we do that? Because often enough, you know, we get lost in you don't care. Narratives like you don't care, you know, I need to do this for my parents. My mom called, my dad called. If I don't do this, you know, I will get a year full. And to pause instead and say, okay, so what are their needs? How can I support you in meeting those needs? At the same time, respecting all the other commitments that we have as a family. Not an easy one, but it really takes us to pause and say, I'm not against you. We are on the same team. How do we make it happen?
So these days, we still go back to my parents. The way which we approach it right now is we will consult each other. I will consult her at least, right?
What does your schedule look like now?
Right? So if my mom calls and says that, okay, are you going to come back? I will not tell her, let me check with Jenny. I won't say that, of course. That will get us into, get me into trouble.
Get me into trouble.
So I'll tell my mom, okay, I might be busy. Let me check my schedule. I'll come back. After I get off the call, I quickly check in with her and say, okay, how does the schedule like? Is there anything that's important? Right, you know, that we need to attend to this weekend? Can we go back? If yes, then we go back. If not, then we'll find a different arrangement, right? Maybe not on a Saturday, may not be a Sunday. Could be a weekday if we go back. So, but learning to kind of change things up a little bit, be creative, putting what's important for us first.
And it's very important as a couple to maintain a united front to whichever side of in-laws you are dealing with. So never ever make your spouse look like he or she is the one causing you not to be able to show up. That would be detrimental to their relationship. And one thing that Raymond does is he always allows me to break the good news. And he manages the bad news. Right. For example, if he has to turn them down, he would break it. If I wanted to bring them out for a nice dinner or a holiday, he would allow me to break that news. Yeah. And so it's managing the relationship in that way that allows whoever's on the in-law to build that relationship up.
Marriage is one of the most rewarding things in life. Yet, navigating marriage as newlyweds or an engaged couple can sometimes get overwhelming. Whether it's managing expectations of the in-laws, getting a good grasp of your family finances, or establishing good habits of communication and healthy conflict. Focus on the Family Singapore's Marriage Preparation Program aims to help you build a solid foundation in the early years and prepare you for the adventure of your life. Visit family.org.sg/C2Marriage Prep for more information today.
Wow, that's so good. Like, to not paint your spouse as the bad guy, right, in front of the in-laws, your own parents and their in-laws, right, but to really help to build that relationship between them, right? And actually, that kind of brings me to the next question as well, but how do you balance respect for your parents while still maintaining your boundaries as a married couple? So this is part with the united front, right?
Right. Well, a few principles does help us. You know, one of the things is that we manage our own parents. So if it's something to do with my parents that we're not pleased with, I'll be the one talking to them. If it's my in-laws, then Jenny will be the one talking. So we divide and conquer, right? Because if we crisscross, it may not land so well. Yeah. Right?
So for example, if we have to tell either side of grandparents to back off, you know, when we are disciplining the children, I would speak to my parents and he would speak to his parents. So we try and do that in a way that honors them without making them look bad in front of our spouse. But we know what it takes to communicate with our parents. And so we do that in a way that says, I'm hoping to discipline. We are hoping to discipline our children in this manner. Please give us the space to do this. And we are still navigating it. So we may or may not be right and wrong, but would you allow us the space? So that's how we would speak to each of our parents so that we can respect what's important to us, but yet say something that may not be in line with what they want.
Which also leads to the point that in all things, we always defer to each other first before we say yes or even no to our parents. Right. Yeah. So we just make sure that we are all on the same page with regards to whatever matter that is on hand. Just to make sure that we are one in that in those issues.
Yeah, so what I'm really hearing is be aligned as a couple first before anything comes out. And then if anything does come out, you go to your own parents, right? And you let the in-laws still be, you know, having a good relationship with your spouse. Have your roles or expectations as a son or daughter-in-law changed since getting married?
Wow, good one. I think one of the hardest times was when I was a young mom and it was Chinese New Year and I had to go on visitations. And I felt a huge load of expectation about having to visit all my in-laws relatives with a baby that was barely 1 or 2 months. I was tired. The baby was tired, needing to rest and all that. And I felt like I had to just go along. That was really tough. And that was something where initially I felt like I shouldn't say out because a good daughter-in-law just follows. I think we talked about it. And thankfully, I'm grateful that my mother-in-law, who went through a very difficult period as a daughter-in-law herself, has never imposed her expectations on me to meet the same things, standards, as she had to meet her own mother-in-law.
Right.
And learning all that about her journey as a daughter-in-law helped me to empathize with her very much.
Right.
And doing so when she has expectations on us, I can see where that comes from because she might have had to do way more than that for her own mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But it's helped me to talk to Raymond and say, well, that expectation's a little bit tough on me. How can we honour her, but at the same time, give me the liberty not to meet them?
Yeah.
So things like visiting relatives during Chinese New Year, Raymond would ask his parents, which are the ones that are really important for you? And we will show up for those. But are there any others that we can skip?
I think for me, I'm pretty fortunate. My in-laws are very, very kind, very understanding. They are educated. They are very independent. So I don't think I got the short end of the stick. So I was blessed. Right? I'm very blessed. So I'm thankful. But it's more for Jenny having to adjust to my family, my parents, who are more traditional. Yeah, I think a few things that pop up along the way was, you know, for example, over the years as my parents aged, obviously, you know, the visit to the hospital, the frequency increases. Right. And then they had needs in terms of doing renovation to their house. They can't manage. Mm. My siblings weren't around to help. I had to take it on. So those were really the tension points as well along the way. And we had to learn to navigate that. So in terms of expectations, yeah, we realized that as our parents grow older, you know, they become more dependent on us. And that inevitably will create some frustrations and tension along the way. And we really had to manage and navigate through that. You know, they look different in different seasons as well.
At the end of the day, what I'm really hearing is really the most important thing is to be united and then to, you know, show love to both sets of parents. I think that was really interesting that you guys come together as one married couple, loving on both parents rather than I help you love your parents and you help me love my parents, right? Yeah. So I think that was really good. And then also understanding, I know last session we talked about understanding each other's expectations, but also now understanding your in-laws and how they have their own family of origins that they're bringing into this as well. Yeah. And I guess it really does boil down to communication. Thank you guys so much for sharing all these insights. Before we end, any last tips or any last thoughts?
To kind of reiterate the point that, you know, as we deal with our parents, we need to remember that our parents, they themselves are probably also trying to figure out the journey themselves. Nobody has taught them to be a mother-in-law or father-in-law.
Right.
And likewise, we have never learned what it means to be a parent. And we are all on a learning journey. So for better or for worse, you like it or not, sometimes what they do or what they don't do may or may not be palatable to us, right? So I think we need to kind of be very mindful and extend grace in a sense to them that they are not going to be perfect parents. They're not going to be perfect in-laws. There will be times that we don't like what they do, what they say, but we just need to learn to love them and honor them. That is something that we remind ourselves, you know, time and time again. Yeah, but to the point that Jenny made earlier, they too have their own family of origin issues, which they bring in. My parents certainly did. And that kind of showed up in the way they talk to us. That showed up in the way that they show care and love as well. And for example, my mom, when she gives advice, sometimes it sounded like nagging. Like lecturing. But if you strip away all the words, I know that she cares. It's coming from a heart of love, right? But it's just the way, the texture of it. What's up is a bit difficult to take in because of the sound bites. But learning to see it from a different perspective really reshapes the way we manage them.
The way we honour our parents and our in-laws is also a role model for the children. And we have the ability to reshape some of this in terms of how do we navigate difficult relationships with people who are closest to us? How do we say no and respect some of those boundaries when it comes to those nearest and dearest, but still love them? Not to avoid the relationship, but to make sure that our own needs are also considered and that we can respect and love our elders as well. So I think it's really about role modeling to our children, even as we navigate all these in-law relationships.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much for sharing such thoughtful and authentic insights. I think this is really helpful because in-law relationships is really one of the topics that couples usually struggle with as well. And I think that just hearing all the stories of how you guys have really come together to want to love on each other's parents is very inspiring as well. We really hope that you found today's episode enriching. As always, do share this podcast with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in. And remember, marriage isn't just about enjoying each other's company. It's about building something meaningful together.